Well, I don't think that, you know, that motion will result in any changes as far as the composition of the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe is concerned, or at least the licensing of those two companies to be operating radio stations. We need to understand this in the broader sense of the negotiations that are happening in terms of, you know, the push for some kind of media reform in Zimbabwe and ZANU-PF's intransigence as far as that is concerned. I don't see them capitulating to any of this, and we know that the MDC has a numerical advantage in parliament, but I don't think that that's sufficient to cause any changes in terms of, you know, the actual composition of the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe. Yes, it's important in that it raises, you know, the profile of the issue. It generates debate around the issue. People will understand that nothing has changed as far as the electronic media in Zimbabwe is concerned. I don't think that substantially there is anything that's going to change in terms of, you know, the outcomes of those processes. What the MDC probably needs to do is, at the negotiation level, push for a recomposition of the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe. Of course, you know, Parliament is a good arena to do that, but it will ultimately end up a negotiated issue that goes through the negotiators and ultimately to the principals.
Mr. Mangwangela, we also saw that recently media organizations in the country complained or wrote a letter to President Mugabe and the other principals. Do you see the principals coming together to undo what has already been done?
I don't think so. I think we need to understand this in the broader political attitude by ZANU-PF, and that's the attitude of, you know, recalcitrance. I don't see them capitulating on any of these changes. I think they've drawn a line and said, you know, we are not going beyond this. And as they are going to their conference in Bulawayo, I know that they will be coming up with, certain positions, and one of those positions is that they are not going to be making any further concessions. Their target right now is, you know, we should go to elections, and let's go to elections under the conditions that are currently prevailing. They would actually prefer to go to elections under an old constitution. So, you know, there is no commitment to serious reform. It's part of the intransigence on the part of ZANU-PF.